Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping agree on maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas during bilateral talks on sidelines of SCO summit in Tianjin in China. Both leaders recognize key role of two economies to stabilize world trade. Prime Minister Modi also meets leaders of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Egypt and Nepal on sidelines. In the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urges citizens to celebrate festivals with a vocal for local spirit, supporting Indian products. Rescue and relief operations in full swing as Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab reel under flood fury. Centre forms inter-ministerial central teams to assess damages. Indian non-profit organisation Foundation to Educate Girls Globally wins the 2025 Raymond Magsaysay Award. And in Asia Cup men's hockey, India beat Japan 3-2 in Pool A for second straight win at Rajgir in Bihar. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit at Tianjin in China today. In a social media post after the meeting, Mr. Modi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas and reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate based on mutual respect, mutual interest, and mutual sensitivity. In his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही है। हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के बीच जुड़े हुए इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी प्रशस्त होगा।
On economic and trade relations, the two leaders recognized the role of the two economies to stabilize world trade. They highlighted the need to proceed from a political and strategic direction to expand bilateral trade and investment ties and reduce trade deficit. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and the relations should not be seen through a third country lens. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's China visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar's Senior General Min Aung Hlaing on the sidelines of Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin today. During his meeting with President Xi, both leaders welcomed the positive momentum in bilateral relations since their last interaction in Kazan in October last year. They reaffirmed that India and China are dormant partners, not rivals, and stressed that differences must not be allowed to turn into disputes. Later, the Prime Minister met Myanmar's Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. The two leaders reviewed bilateral ties and discussed cooperation in development, defense, security, border management and trade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of connectivity projects in strengthening people-to-people ties and promoting regional integration under India's Act East policy. He also reiterated India's readiness to support Myanmar's developmental needs. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Tianjin.
On the sidelines of the SCO summit, Prime Minister Modi also met several other world leaders, including presidents of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and the prime ministers of Egypt and Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness meeting these leaders. During his meeting with Kazakhstan president, Prime Minister said that India and Kazakhstan are working closely in many key sectors. Expressing pleasure about his interaction with President of Tajikistan, Mr. Modi highlighted that India's trade and cultural linkages are increasing, which is a wonderful sign. Talking to President of Maldives, Prime Minister noted that India's developmental cooperation with Maldives is greatly beneficial for the people of both nations. During his interaction with the Prime Minister of Nepal, K.P. Oli, Mr. Modi said, India's relations with Nepal are very special and deep-rooted. Later, briefing the media about meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two leaders recognize the challenges emanating at the global level. Both sides also discussed how to take forward the economic and commercial relationship between India and China in the midst of these evolving challenges.
This morning, the leaders shared with each other their perspectives for longer-term growth and development of the two countries. They spoke about their respective understanding of principles for bilateral relations, which it is expected will help guide the future work of the two sides as we work on other aspects of the relationship.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today. Speaking during the program, Mr. Modi urged citizens to celebrate upcoming festivals with a vocal for local spirit supporting Indian products. He said the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and the goal of a developed India with a mantra of vocal for local.
Aane wale dino mein bahut sare tyoharon ki ronak hogi. Un tyoharon mein aapko swadeshi ki baat kabhi bhi bhulni nahi hai. उपहार वही जो भारत में बना हो, पहनावा वही जो भारत में बुना हो, सजावट वही जो भारत में बने सामान से हो, और भी ऐसा बहुत कुछ. एक ही मंत्र वोकल फॉर लोकल, एक ही रास्ता आत्मनिर्भर भारत, एक ही लक्ष्य विकसित भारत.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. Rescue and relief operations continue in full swing as Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab reel under flood fury. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah today carried out an extensive tour of Ramban and Udhampur districts to assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides, which have severely disrupted life and damaged the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH-44. He directed agencies to urgently restore the vital road links to ensure traffic movement and uninterrupted supply of essentials to the Kashmir Valley. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Jammu tomorrow to review ongoing rescue and relief operations in the Union Territory. Heavy rainfall continued across several districts of Uttarakhand today. Talking to reporters, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said the safety and convenience of citizens remain the government's top priority, adding that all departments are working in coordination to ensure swift relief and rescue operations.
पूरे राज्य की आज भी समीक्षा हुई है क्योंकि राज्य के अंदर समय हमारे कुछ जिले रेड अलर्ट में हैं और कुछ जिले ऑरेंज अलर्ट में हैं. अगले 48 घंटे हमारे लिए बहुत अलर्ट के हैं और इसमें हम सबको पूरी निगरानी रखनी है. पूरा हमारा जिला प्रशासन के लोग एनडीआरएफ एसटीआरएफ सभी विभागों को सब जगह निगरानी रखते हुए क्योंकि 24 घंटे अलर्ट मोड में रहना है.
In Himachal Pradesh, heavy rains continue to wreak havoc in the state. We have more from our correspondent.
A red alert of heavy to very heavy rains has been issued for today in many places of Una, Bilaspur, Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur districts. Due to continuous rain for the last 2 days, rivers and streams are in spate and the state government has appealed to the people to take precautions and not to travel unnecessarily. In Chamba district, the administration has safely evacuated about 12,000 Mani Mahesh pilgrims stranded due to landslides from the tribal area of Barmaur during last 3 days. While efforts are underway to evacuate about 3,000 pilgrims who are still left in the area. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Punjab is reeling under severe floods as continuous rainfall continue to wreak havoc. The state government has extended school holidays till Wednesday. Our correspondent reports that rescue and relief operations are underway round the clock.
Punjab's Disaster Management and Revenue Minister Hardeep Singh Mundia has informed that a total of 1,312 villages have been impacted and about 15,000 people have been evacuated to safer places from the flood-affected areas across the state so far. Nearly 3 lakh acres of land has been inundated and around 1.25 lakh people have been impacted. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and Punjab BJP Chief Sunil Jakhar, besides others, have appealed to the Prime Minister for his immediate intervention with central assistance to tackle the situation. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has constituted inter-ministerial central teams for Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir to assess the damages caused by heavy rainfalls, floods, flash floods, cloudbursts and landslides. In a statement, the ministry said the central teams will visit the flood and landslide-affected districts of 3 states and a union territory early next week. Each team will be led by a senior officer at the level of joint secretary from the ministry or the National Disaster Management Authority. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand tomorrow. In Uttar Pradesh, at least two people lost their lives and five others were injured in a blast at an illegal firecracker factory operating from a house in Lucknow's Kodamba area today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath extended condolences to the families of the deceased. He has also instructed officials to ensure proper treatment of injured in the hospital. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav described Mithila region as the land of knowledge and meditation that has illuminated the world with its spiritual radiance. He was addressing a seminar in New Delhi today on the contributions of Raj Darbhanga to India's spiritual, cultural and nation-building endeavours. An Indian non-profit organisation, Foundation to Educate Girls Globally, has been named the 2025 Raymond Magsaysay Award winner. The organization is dedicated to mobilize community and government resources for girls' education in rural and educationally disadvantaged areas of India. Raymond Magsaysay Award Foundation made the announcement today. Other 2025 winners include Shahina Ali from the Maldives for her environmental work and Flaviano Antonio L. Villanueva from the Philippines. The 67th Raymond Magsaysay Award presentation is scheduled for the 7th of November at Manila in Philippines. We have a report.
The official press release of Raymond Magsaysay said, Educate Girls identified the neediest communities in terms of girls' education and continued to help them until they were able to acquire credentials for higher education and gainful employment. Founder of the Educate Girls, Safina Hussain, said Educate Girls remains committed to breaking the cycle of illiteracy and poverty for girls. She said, by scaling our programs, deepening government partnerships and embedding community-led solutions, we strive to create a brighter, more equitable future. The motto of the foundation is One Girl at a Time, which shows personalized support to foster a societal shift in valuing girls' education as a fundamental right. With Desk Report, this is R.S. Raghu for Akashwani News.
Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the spectacular GDP growth of 7.8% in this quarter has proved that no one can manage the economy better than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to reporters after unveiling the Birsa Munda statue at Bhagwan Birsa Munda Bhavan in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said the top economist in the world is saying that Prime Minister Modi is running the Indian economy in the best way. He said to make India self-reliant, it is necessary to promote to make in India and adopt Swadeshi. And in hockey, India registered its second consecutive win in the Asia Cup men's tournament at Rajgir in Bihar, defeating Japan 3-2 in the Pool A match this evening. We have a report.
India scored two goals in the early 5 minutes, putting pressure on the Japanese team. Mandeep Singh struck the first goal, demolishing the defense line of the opposition team. The splendid performance by Indian captain Harmanpreet Singh continued in this game also, and he posted two goals, clinching the second consecutive victory for the host team. For Japan, both the goals were scored by Kwabe. The victory in today's match almost ensured the Super 4 qualification of Indian hockey team. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Rajgir.
India will play their final Pool A match against Kazakhstan tomorrow. Earlier in the day, China thrashed Kazakhstan 13-1. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping agree on maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas during bilateral talks on sidelines of SCO summit in Tianjin in China. Both leaders recognize key role of two economies to stabilize world trade. Prime Minister Modi also meets leaders of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Egypt and Nepal on sidelines. In the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urges citizens to celebrate festivals with a vocal for local spirit supporting Indian products. Rescue and relief operations in full swing as Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab reel under flood fury. Centre forms inter-ministerial central teams to assess damages. Indian non-profit organisation Foundation to Educate Girls Globally wins the 2025 Raymond Magsaysay Award. And in Asia Cup men's hockey, India beat Japan 3-2 in Pool A for the second straight win at Rajgir in Bihar. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.